Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel, where we break down stocks that are flying under the radar, but packing serious long-term potential. Today we're diving deep into Fervo Energy, ticker FRVO, a player in the geothermal space that's been making waves with some high-profile partnerships lately. Let's get right into it. Fervo is developing enhanced geothermal systems that borrow tech from the oil and gas world to deliver reliable, carbon-free baseload power around the clock. That's a big deal in a market hungry for clean energy that doesn't depend on the weather, like solar or wind. The company has been pushing innovation hard, teaming up with NVIDIA and the Pacific Northwest National Laboratory on an EGS twin digital platform to boost drilling efficiency. Founded in 2017 and based in Houston with a Berkeley office, Fervo is still a young company led by CEO Timothy Latimer. It operates in the regulated electric utility sector, but with a next-gen twist on geothermal. They're focused on owning and running these advanced systems that use horizontal drilling and other proven techniques to extract heat more effectively from the earth. With just under 200 full-time employees, it's a lean operation, scaling up fast in a capital-intensive industry. On the top line, revenue remains minimal right now, at around $138,000 for the full year 2025, reflecting the early-stage nature of their projects. There aren't detailed product or geographic segments breaking it down yet, because the focus is still on development and first commercial deployments rather than diversified sales streams. That tiny revenue number is expected as they ramp up power purchase agreements and bring new plants online. Turning to earnings, the picture is typical for a high-growth energy developer in build-out mode. Fervo posted a net loss of about $70.5 million for fiscal 2025, with an EPS of negative 25 cents. EBITDA came in at negative $48.5 million, and operating income was similarly deep in the red. These results aren't surprising given the heavy investment phase, but investors have been looking past the wider-than-expected quarterly loss in the most recent report, focusing instead on the NVIDIA partnership momentum. Looking at the balance sheet, Fervo holds a solid liquidity position with cash and equivalents near $462 million and a current ratio above 3, giving them runway for ongoing project development. Total assets sit around $1.37 billion, though total liabilities are high at $1.43 billion, leaving stockholders' equity in negative territory for now. Free cash flow is deeply negative at roughly negative $497 million, due to massive capital expenditures on property and equipment, funded partly through financing activities that brought in over $765 million. This is classic hypergrowth utility-style spending where the payoff comes years down the road. On valuation, the model points to a fair value somewhere around $17 per share based on forward PE applied to later year estimates, though the plausible range after adjustments lands more like $25 to $35, given the growth profile. At the current price near $30, the stock is trading above that rough model estimate, but within shouting distance of the upper end of the adjusted band. Keep in mind, these are ballpark figures that can shift with changes in growth assumptions or discount rates. Strengths include a strong liquidity buffer and innovative tech partnerships that validate the approach. Weaknesses center on ongoing losses, negative book value, and minimal current revenue. Opportunities lie in the surging demand for 24/7 carbon-free power, especially from data centers and AI infrastructure. Threats include execution risk on drilling projects, competition from other clean energy sources, and potential macro headwinds if interest rates stay elevated. Performance-wise, the stock has been volatile. It dipped about 11% over the past week and 20% over the month, though it showed modest gains of around 8% across the 3, 6, and 12-month windows. The broader regulated electric industry has been softer in the short term, so FRVO has held up relatively better on a year-over-year basis despite the recent pullback. Wrapping up, Fervo Energy represents a high-risk, high-reward bet on scaling next-generation geothermal at a time when reliable clean power is increasingly valuable. The NVIDIA tie-up adds credibility, but the path to profitability is still years away and capital needs remain heavy. For long-term investors comfortable with early-stage energy plays, it could be worth watching closely as projects come online. As always, do your own research and consider your risk tolerance. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you in the next one.